Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
If you have not had an opportunity to do so yet, it is out on Fox Nation, the interview with Buster Murdaugh. It's a three-part docuseries that really goes through the entire Murdaugh court case. And if you missed the trial and you want a good recap of it, that's a good one to watch. It's three episodes, but an hour each. And it walks you literally day by day through the trial and all of the significant events in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. And then it stops and it asks questions of folks like his son, Buster, of some of the attorneys who were part of it, Jim Griffin in there, as well as many other, the defense, the prosecution, they're all in there giving their insights into kind of what was going through their mind at different moments of the trial. Worth watching. Buster was being Buster during it. He's a very, I don't know if stoic is the right word, but he's a hard nut to crack. It's difficult, I think, to read Buster. Do you ever have problems with that when you see him talk or anything like that? It's just, I don't know. It feels like he can talk about murder as easy as he could talk about getting a ham sandwich.
Yeah, you know what it feels like to me is he was raised with the knowledge of how to build a wall.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. We all have people in our like lives or family where you look at him and you go, where's your emotion? Where are you? I mean, are you in there? I mean, so to me, for him to be concerned and fearing, and we'll obviously get into this, but for him to have this fear, it's an emotion. And I was a little shocked by that because I don't get a lot from him.
I mean, he clearly has to have a defense tactic. I can't imagine what it'd be like going through having this happen to your family, and then you're being accused of being a murderer as well without a ton of evidence. But everybody sees the smoke and thinks there's fire. And, you know, as of right now, I mean, he is not connected to the murder of Stephen Smith in any way, shape, or form. And nor does the attorney for the Smith family believe that he has anything to do with it as of right now. But that's got to be difficult. And you put those walls up and you eventually, you know, this is part of your life. The oh wow factor, the oh my gosh factor, the this is insane factor, at some point it's got to be, you know, kind of, you know, moot because you're surrounded in it 24/7.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like for him on a daily basis to wake up and have this dark cloud. I mean, like, who's the pig pen in the Peanuts just following him around everywhere he goes? And like you said, this, you know, people looking at him thinking that he might be responsible for another murder. You can't shake that.
No.
Can't change people's perceptions of you. It's just, this is going to follow him around forever.
It's called Fall of the House of Murdaugh on Fox Nation. In it, in a startling revelation, Buster declared that despite his father, Alec Murdaugh, being convicted for the murders, he believes in his father's innocence. Everyone was wondering, what does he think of this? This was Buster's first interview, although he did testify during his father's trial. The three-part documentary relied heavily on the broadcast of the trial, video evidence from the investigation, and family photos and video. During the interview, Buster remained stoic until the end when he discussed the fond memories of his mother, which he clings to for strength. Holding on to that is what I do to see me through, he expressed. And I should note that at the end, there was a moment of emotion. Buster detailed his close relationship with his mother and shared his brother, Paul, was closer to their father. Despite the convictions and the tumultuous media storm, he described his parents' relationship as loving. When asked by host Martha McCallum if he thinks it's possible his father is guilty, he adamantly stated no, adding, "Because I think that I hold a very unique perspective that nobody else in that courtroom ever had, and I know the love that I have witnessed." I thought that was very telling and very, it's got to be something very difficult to try and square up in your brain, especially, you know, if that's what life was like and it was a loving, happy family. And then suddenly he's accused of murdering and it makes zero sense in your mind whatsoever how he could have done something like that. I don't know how you would square that up, especially if he was that loving father to everybody there.
Well, it's a lot, and I don't want to say that Alex Murdaugh is a serial killer, but, you know, you hear these families where there is a serial killer in the family, and they're completely different at home. They are a loving parent. They are doting and, you know, upstanding members of the community, and then there's the other side. So, yeah, it's just a huge shattering of the image in your head of what your family was and who your dad was.
And it's something that I don't know that we're ever going to know the answer to of what exactly happened there that night. I don't think Buster's going to know unless Alec ever talks and admits anything. But, I mean, physically, it's not physically really that possible that Alec couldn't have been there or somewhat aware of this crime taking place when it did, whether he pulled that trigger or not. Alec Murdaugh's defense and now his son have criticized the police for rushing to judgment due to pressure to name a suspect. I think it's one of those things where you have to do something, Buster said, and I think that it was, and that's the option and the route that they decided to go with. There are always two sides to the story. Despite this, it took more than a year for Alec Murdaugh to be charged in the case. Buster argues that many questions remain unanswered and that the real killer is still at large, which makes him fear for his safety. He hypothesizes that the murderer was seeking revenge on Paul Murdaugh for the 2019 boat crash that led to the death of his friend Mallory Beach. Alec Murdaugh, who was sentenced to two life terms, is currently held in an undisclosed prison in South Carolina. He had contacted Buster soon after discovering the bodies of his wife and son. Recounting the painful memory, Buster shared, "I walk inside and I saw him and it was utter silence. It was a big embrace. He immediately broke down crying. I started crying. That was what that was." I mean, it's difficult to relive these tough circumstances. Throughout the trial, Alec Murdaugh maintained his innocence. An excerpt from his journal read during the documentary revealed his mental state during the trial. "I am ready," he proclaimed his innocence. He confessed he could not erase the images of his dead wife and son from his mind. In another entry after his conviction, he mentioned his intention to hold his head high, shoulders back, refusing to give satisfaction to those who hate him by appearing defeated. The documentary also included the other prominent figures in this, Dick Harpootlin, Jim Griffin, lead prosecutor Creighton Waters, Attorney General Alan Wilson, and the prosecution's forensic expert, Kenneth Kinsley. Yet despite all the evidence and testimonies, Buster remains convinced of his father's innocence while Alec Murdaugh tries to survive his life sentences, holding on to the belief that he would not have been convicted if he hadn't lied about not being at the dog kennels that night. I think it really kind of comes down to he was damned because he is a compulsive liar more than anything else. Lying about that, yes. That 100% is what I think swayed the jury. And then we have all the financial crimes that came into it that we learned about, really just what a horrible human being Alec Murdaugh is. And I do agree that, quite honestly, whether or not he committed the murder, he was convicted on this because everyone looked at what a horrible character, an evil character he is, and said, "We don't fucking care. You should go away regardless." And regardless, he would end up going away on these financial crimes either way. But I do think there was more weight on it because of that.
It's a slippery slope. If you are willing to lie during something as serious as a murder trial, what else are you lying about?
No, oh, yeah.
You know, his credibility just fell apart. Whatever credibility he might have had up until that point, as soon as he lied, it's over. It's done. Why would they believe him about anything?
Oh, he faked his, he tried to fake his being shot. He lied about where he was at the time until the very last moment. I mean, that was a bombshell when that came out in court that very day when he changed his story and the time where he was and why. I don't know. I mean, you look at this, it is hard to believe that he killed his family, but the evidence that is there very much points to it. It is very circumstantial. And there are a lot of questions about why, but if he didn't do it, then he's covering for somebody that did. That's how I view this. And in the same point, if that's what he wants to do and cover for somebody, then you can go down yourself.
Do you really feel that he might be covering for somebody? Do you think, I mean, is there any chance it's a child he would be covering for?
No, I don't think, not at all. I don't think he's covering for a child or anything like that. I do think there could be a possibility of something in that world of drugs and something, someone saying, you know, we're going to do this and either you kill yourself or we're going to kill them. And he chose kill them. And that's now he's living with it. And maybe there was a threat of some sort of, and I'm surprised they didn't try to put this into a defense, that if you do try and expose that we killed your family, we will kill the rest of your family. And there's a lot more Murdaughs out there. And that's
well, with this,
that's how
this
mafia
theory, though, yeah. This makes it Buster's fears actually valid then, yeah. Doesn't it?
If that's what happened, yeah, it does make it valid then. But I don't know that's what happened. But I would say that could possibly be what is going on here. And Murdaugh is just sitting there taking it to his grave so more of his family doesn't get hurt or killed. Is that likely? Probably not. I'd say maybe a 10% chance. In my
so you're saying opinion. There's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. It's not a reasonable enough doubt in my mind, but anything is possible. I mean, when you look at some sort of a cartel or a mob type hit, if that's what this was, they don't necessarily go after the person that they want to hit. They want to go after their family and make life horrible for that person they're trying to destroy, which that be what occurred here. I don't know. When you do break it down with the heat kind of off of all of this and you look at it, you know, from a 30,000 overfoot view while watching that special last night, I did kind of see it from another perspective of, yeah, there were some areas where the investigation was flawed. There were some areas that maybe should have been looked into a little bit deeper. There was a lot of things admitted into court that really had nothing to do with the crime. All the guns that they were handing around and showing off, they were not the murder weapon. They were just weapons that were in that house.
Which were legal to have.
Yeah. And so, it looks pretty good in front of a jury when you got guns flying around. It looks, oh my God, look at this. But none of them were the murder weapon. None of them really pertained to the case. The talk of, you know, Alec didn't have any blood on him was another interesting factor in this case. Did he wash off and rinse off that quickly? I suppose it could be true. I think
but blood is really hard to get off
it
of
is.
Somebody.
And if he
once it's dried.
Well, and the theory that was presented with no evidence in the case was that he went off to the side of the house and used the water hose and did it that way next to the shed. But they never went over and looked at that area. There was like no evidence. There wasn't like water and blood and Alec's DNA found underneath the hose or anything like that, nor did they look for it, which they should have. But unfortunately, the weird thing of how Alec was always held with kid gloves by the local police, had they not been holding him with kid gloves during this investigation, and in fact, his story is true, that actually could have exonerated him had they done a thorough investigation, but they did not. They were hanging out with their buddy, Alec. And that lack of investigation is what, I guess, damned him as well, because there wasn't a thorough investigation that could have made these claims or disproven or proven all of these claims. So I don't know. There's a lot of weirdness to this whole thing. Could have he had some sort of a suit on or something that he changed out of it? Sure, that could be a possibility. Where are the guns? We've never found the guns in all this time. So there's a lot of questions to be asked. I think that's why it made the case the mystery that it was. Will this go to appeal? Highly unlikely. But if it would, I think all of those sort of questions would be asked.
What a fascinating story. I wonder if we're ever going to find out the truth.
I think we're going to find out more bad acts of Alec Murdaugh far before we find out the truth.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.